Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes you're better off dead with a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, the dead end
world,
the East End boys in West End girls. In a West End town, the dead end world, the East End boys in West End.
much you done spent. I swear you must believe it's all heaven sent.
Hey, boy, you better bring a check around.
To the sad, sad tree, the dirty Lord down.
Thank you. Get on. Don't give me the love if you really don't mean it. You're not feeling. Oh, Spring's coming back.
Yay!
And, of course, we have to celebrate it's coming. It's been a long, rough winter. And that's not including those motherfucking groundhogs. But we made it through. You know, as somebody who writes for a living, and by the way, you're listening to Social Radio in the Raw, our music therapy mind stream. I'm your host, Michael Wilson, DJ Honeycomb. And when you're through a period like this, it makes you appreciate that sunshine vitamin even more. That extra hour used to really tear me up sometimes. You think you think one little hour would throw your body off like that, but it did, and it has. This time, knocking for Mica, the transition is smooth. Yes. So all I can conclude is that they must load the funk. Yes, and who wouldn't love the funk, you know? I mean, it's a rather confused person that cannot revel in the power of the funk. And that would include my colleague, DJ Gray. What up, G?
And we're doing the do every day.
Yes, indeed, we're doing the do. And spring is on its way, so it's a spring baby. I am very happy about that. But I'm not very happy about the NCAAs and the draw. Now, you brought this up briefly on your show, so I want you to punctuate this if you will.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, once again, the HBCUs get 16 and 15 seeds, and they get playing games. The reason we should ask the NCAA is why. Not X, but why.
Yes.
Yes. And as for me, I will not be watching the first round of the NCAA because of this reason. And I believe HBCUs all get together and say, okay, you want this? We're not playing your games. We have our own black NCAA playoffs. That's what needs to be done.
Gee, I'm sure you're not the minority. I'm sure there's a lot of folks that want the HBCUs to do their own thing, knowing that while the rewards may not be as financially solvent, it would make for an equitable tournament where the best team really does win, and not because of some ballyhooed hype and working by the stripes, the referees, but an honest tournament with an honest winner. I'm not going to get that anytime soon. It's too much money to be made and too much money to take. We're talking $20 billion, G. That's about as much money as going to be spent before they throw up the first ball in the tournament. That's how much they're going to make. How many brackets around the world will you think will be made as they set up for the first game of the tournament? This
Every year it gets bigger and bigger. Michael, I mean, before the end of this decade, you will see a disaster somewhere before the end of this decade.
Really? Damn.
Yes.
I feel you on that. That's some serious stuff. But as if things weren't bad enough, Tom Brady decided to sign on for another season. Big whoop.
Get out of here.
Yep. He's coming back for, I think, his 23rd season.
Oh,
but that doesn't change the fact that anybody who plays defense knows if you even fart next to the guy, they will throw a flag. How does that change the quality of the game where you can't hit the guy? You know? And maybe worse, well, I was only half right because I knew he'd be back. But I thought that Jerry Jones was going to move heaven and pocketbook to get his ass in Dallas colors for one season. Well, I was wrong. Okay, I can admit that. But money is money. And he's back for the money. Make no bones about it.
The sports world has begun to lose his mind. He loses his mind. Because I believe that they do not care. They do not care about African American players, as evident with DeJuan. DeJuan in Texas.
Yep.
It took him 2 years, not one, but 2 years to get this settled. Come on, man.
I know. You know, it could be worse, but we got spring to look forward to, and we have survived daylight savings time. So I know there's at least some good news on our side of the slate. So give me some last words to think about, G, before I go back to work.
The clock got turned up today. We get 1 hour of extra daylight and evening.
Yay!
I surely enjoy it because you know what I can do when I was a kid? Get my little radio and my little portable record player.
Yep.
Go outside the front porch.
Yep.
And play 45 or 2 hours.
Yep.
That's what the hour meant to be.
Yeah. It's a nice way to end it. With some music. Noise in the background. Turns to be joyful noise in the background. And you either got your girlfriend there or you're talking stuff on the phone or whatever.
Yeah.
You're playing DJ. Maybe this is for you. You know? Now, you can't beat stuff like that. But having said that, We are continuing on our mission to provide funk from A to Z to the masses. We just gave you all a taste of that. It's time to go back to work. Now, after their tournament is over, our tournament begins. Yes. The brothers are back. And the big tournament will be on in profit.
Well, I can't wait for that,
You just know that the brothers are going to be gone for it. So stay tuned. Go safe, stay safe, be safe. If you are working or in transit, please, I want you to get familiar with being back to A-OK. Shout out to my daughters who are going hither and yon. I'm sure Nikki's hither and Leah's yon. Debbie's both. One way or another, they're good. So keeping an eye on them. And for all my little funky tears out there, we're giving their first taste of the ground.
Yes. Ow.
Don't forget to say ow. And ow. Everybody else out there, wash your hands. Wear a mask. Yes, vaccine, please.
Wash your face.
And please. And I'm asking, please, wash your ass. Yes, please, don't go. Run, not walk to the shower and wash your ass. And if somebody dirty is next to you, wash their ass too. Nobody wants to smell like wild onions and ass gravy. Yes.
Michael, tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
We will do a replay of the boy band.
All right.
4 o'clock, 7 in the east.
Okay, 7 in the east.
We'll do a replay.
Boy bands. So, we can sex it up and let these brothers have the last word. And
yes,
as a genre, we have to give these young bucks some credit because some revised the doo-wop style. Some have done it well. Some have even mastered a cappella, which is cool. But all these tools are extensions of the fact that we made total use of the gifts that we had. And you can't argue with that. You got to use what you've been given. And the best way to say thank you is to use it to the max. So we say this as we bounce into spring. Always remember, guys, if you've been given a gift, the best way to say thank you is to work that socket to the max. Now, everybody, please kick back and enjoy as we give you a little more funk. And the dude with the goat legs, he's not skipping now. He is downright breakdancing. See you later.
Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Summer Buddy Holly, the working folly, the golly Miss Molly and boats. Hammersmith Polly, the Bolshoi Valley, jump back in the alley, add nanny goats. 80 Miller Scammels, Dominica Camels, all other members plus equal votes. Seeing Piccadilly, Fanny Smith and Willie, being rather silly and porridge oaten. I better grin and bear it, I better come and share it. You're welcome, we can spare it. Yellow socks, short to be haughty, nothing to be naughty. Going on 40, no electric shots. The juice of a carrot, the smile of a parrot, a little drop of claret, anything that works. Elvis ain't Scotty, stays when I ain't spotted. Sitting on the potty, curious smallpox. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, one, two, three. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Health service glasses, gigolos and brasses, round off skinny bottoms. Take him on to Paris, lighting up the chalice, Wee Willie Harris. Andrew Stephen Beagle, listening to Rico, half a Groucho Chico. Cheddar cheese and pickle, the Vincent motorcycle, slap and tickle. Woody Allen Darley, Dimitri and Pasquale, bala 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 and Villar. Sunday nights to study, phoning up a buddy, being in my nubby. Saying okie dokie, sing along a smokey, coming out a chokey. John Coltrane soprano, Eddie Celentano, Bona Carlino. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, one, two, three. Yes, yes, dear, dear, perhaps next year, or maybe even never. In which case?
Thank you. bed? Why don't you get back into 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 bed?
Yes, indeed. Let us give you some more love tomorrow as DJ Gray repeats his boy band show. You know, because it's hard to say goodbye to yesterday. But next week, say hello to spring.
Yay.
Looking forward to that. For now, go say stay safe, be safe. We'll see you next week. Ciao for now.